All right, you're listening to Energizing EAM. That's my wife right there.
Oh, my gosh. Hello. It's so nice to meet you.
Joe, he said, and we just started a broadcast.
So nice to meet you.
You listeners out there, this is how fun we're having here at Inform 2019. Go get food. Get me food, too. Yes, dance away, baby. All right. We are talking technology. We're talking the future. We're talking about solutions that will benefit you as a company, as a professional. And it's all happening here at Inform 2019. And once again, man, we got another great interview happening here. His name is Joe. Don't help me, Pascaretta.
Yes,
did I get that?
That is right on the money. It's a nice long Irish name.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking a little bit about InfoOS, and then we're going to venture into a new product called Coleman. So stay tuned. Enjoy the conversation because I know I'm going to have a great conversation. And if you don't have a great, if you don't enjoy it, it's not about you. It's about me anyway. All right, Joe Pascaretta. That was great, man. And now, for you listeners out there, we connected. We connected via LinkedIn. And it was like, oh, whatever. Here we were having a great conversation, all fun. Danny, fine.
Yep.
And then he comes yelling at me across the whole venue, and it's great because I was wondering where you're at.
That's exactly right. Last time we talked, I believe you were cutting the grass, and you took a pause. And we went on Skype together.
Oh, and that's right. You kept on just sort
Remember
of like,
that?
Hey, let's get together, Scott. Oh, I have to cancel.
That's
hey,
it.
Scott, let's get together. I have to cancel that one, too. I think we were in our 20th version.
That was
and
it.
And I'm not exaggerating.
And to the audience, I apologize. It was all my fault.
He's a Globetrotter, baby. He's a Globetrotter.
And Scott made it happen, so.
Yeah. See? That's right. I remove the friction of making things happen here.
That's right.
Even if I'm mowing the lawn,
yes.
Which I look like hell, by the way.
No,
because
you do
it was
not
a,
look like hell.
It was a gazillion degrees, and I come rolling in all sweaty and stinky, and you didn't have smell-o-vision. So,
hey, yeah. You know, you're a rock star. When you're a rock star like that, that's what you can do.
That's right, you listeners. I'm a rock star. All right. Hey, for the listeners out there, Joe, give us a little background on who you are, what you are all about, and why you're a great professional outside of the fact that you've got a tremendous amount of energy.
Yes. So, Scott, well, first of all, I learned from the one and only Scott with regards to the energy.
I call bull on that.
But, you know, I've been at Infor going on 5 years now. I was actually, interestingly enough, a customer of Infor, and I always say I like the company so much I actually joined it. And, you know, I came from the healthcare space of integration, interoperability in healthcare. And a lot of people say, well, that's not glamorous at all. And I say, no, I'm a nerd by trade. But Infor's got deep expertise, deep domain with regards to integration, the data. The theme at Inform really has been around data, a lot about data and integration. And so, you know, joined the company, you know, was working with our Hook and Loop team for a couple of years, healthcare for a couple of years.
That's right, James. Hook and Loop.
Dr. James Toomey and I worked very closely together. And, you know, InforOS, you know, has been around. We've been investing in it. And the executives, 1 year ago, it's been one anniversary since we've been a business unit, the executives, the analysts said, you know, we really need to go to market with InfoOS as a key strategic pillar of what we're doing at Infor. So we actually changed, you know, the famous layer cake slide. There was a previous version where InfoOS wasn't at the bottom. We actually added InfoOS at the bottom, Coleman AI at the top. And we made that a core pillar of our differentiation strategy.
OS, operating system.
Yep, and so okay. It stands, a lot of people call it iOS, it actually stands for Infor Operating Services.
Services.
Yes, okay. And when you think of InfoOS, Gartner and some of the other analysts have coined the term Mega PaaS, Mega Platform as a Service,
yes.
Is what PaaS stands for. And, you know, if you look at InfoOS, it's a series of operating services that organizations can leverage from an extensibility, from an API gateway perspective, to really differentiate their organizations.
For the general listener out there, what does that mean?
Yeah, one.
Like, give an example. I'm Acme Manufacturing. What does that mean to me?
Sure. So Acme Manufacturing, you know, has back-end systems. Let's say they're running, hopefully they're running an Infor system.
Well, I'm running Infor EAM. I am.
Infor EAM, that's fabulous. That is just fabulous. So you're running Infor EAM.
I made a good decision, right, Joe?
You made a very good decision. You know, maybe it's EAM in the cloud, maybe it's EAM.
Oh, it's in the cloud.
Oh,
it's not on premise. I'm not going on premise.
All right, Scott.
So I'm in the cloud.
Scott's a visionary. Scott's already in the cloud. He's been in the cloud for 5 years. He realizes EAM, multi-tenancy, and the investment we made, great. But Scott's got a couple of other home-built systems that his management team decided to build with the GSI about 17 years ago.
Yes.
It's running, it's a, you know, green screen, it's kind of ugly, but it works.
Right.
Then maybe he's running a third-party CRM. Yes. Maybe he's running another ERP outside of our Infor portfolio, yep. which we're yep. working on, Scott.
Yeah, and I'm making that decision next week.
That's exactly right. That's why Scott and I are, we're going to go for a little dinner here. So Scott's got a very complex ecosystem. His ecosystem is Infor system, non-Infor system, on-prem, multi-tenant cloud,
yes.
maybe third-party cloud. And Scott's also starting to connect devices. So now he's got newer type of data coming in together. But Scott's challenge really is he's got a hybrid cloud model where he's got multiple cloud,
mm-hmm.
he's got on-prem systems.
Mm-hmm.
What is he going to do to bring all that data together? And this is where InforOS really helps solve this challenge of let's bring the data together.
Yeah.
Let's bring it together into a data lake. Maybe
I was getting ready to go. I was going. You beat me to the data lake. I was getting ready to pull my boat to the data lake.
Yes.
Yeah, but you beat me to a data lake. Yep.
Yep. So a lot of organizations are running data warehouses.
Yeah.
We believe the future is going towards what we're calling data fabrics. That's more of a commonly recognized term. Where Infor is investing in is really in this data lake category. And for a lot of organizations that have data warehouses, The biggest difference between that and what we're doing is really the ability to bring in structured, unstructured data, bring it in from those various data sources, so the ingestion mechanism, that integration piece, pulling in data from Infor system, non-Infor systems, on-prem and cloud, bring it together. Then we allow you that ability to innovate, leveraging that data.
Yes. James was very passionate about that innovation of data.
Yes.
Yeah, he was. But what that means... That pretty much any, not just Acme, but any other companies that have all these sort of legacy systems and they're in various locations, through the operating services that is provided by Infor, I'm able to have all of those sort of connect together, pull the data, then through whatever means I can begin to mine it and be able to pull actionable data out of that from a company perspective.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Just through that particular OS.
Absolutely, and that's why.
God, that's huge.
And the beauty of it too is it's not just kind of the gnarly, we always say step one is integrate, bring the data together, step two is innovate. That's been a lot of our approach because we hear a lot of organizations wanting to leverage machine learning. They want to leverage RPA. They want to leverage all of this newer thinking technology, innovative technology, IoT.
Yep.
But they don't even have their data together.
And the data that they do have is ugly at best.
Correct.
You know,
correct.
And then there has to be that scrubbing of it. And,
correct.
Yeah.
Correct. And it's just out of one system. So if it just, you know, as much as we love the Infor products, if it's just coming out of the Infor products, that's not enough. We need it to come out of the CRM. We need that customer data.
Yes, yes.
We need that IoT data.
Yes.
You know, we need all of these different systems. Third-party ERP, let's say you have, Scott, which we're trying to get you over to Infor. You know, that's what we need to bring all that data together and embrace Scott's ecosystem.
Yeah. And anything less than that whole holistic look at your data and getting it into that lake, you're missing out possibly on some key decision points.
Absolutely.
So you're just your goal is to get it all
in a
way that makes sense, and then be able then to innovate after that.
Absolutely.
So that is the segue into the new product.
Yes.
Because that's what it's all about too. That Coleman is an innovative tool. Talk to us a little bit about Coleman and what that means.
Absolutely. So Coleman, our AI product, really was actually, you know, the history of it was we named it after Katherine Coleman Johnson, you know, a NASA scientist who was very influential in space flight and
did
a mathematician.
That movie.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so we said, well, hey, you know, this is all about algorithms, you know, and mathematics behind that. So we said, hey, you know, why not... you know, embrace and, you know, praise the heritage of what she's brought to the country and also space flight. So we named it after Katherine Coleman Johnson. And what we did was, before we started to really invest in this area, we took a step back and said, let's look at Infor's customer base. If you look at our customer base, we have SMB customers to global brands. So we have...
Hold it, SMB.
Small to medium-sized businesses. To global brands, household names, some of the organizations that were up on stage today.
Yep.
And we said, we have to be a real partner in all of the different areas, no matter how big or small you are.
Yep.
So what we did when we invested into the Coleman AI platform, what we did was we broke it up really into two categories. One, we built out what we call our Coleman Digital Assistant capability.
Okay.
And a lot of organizations think of that as like a chatbot, or some organizations have referred to it as like the Siri for the enterprise, even though we don't like to use that. But that's a way to think about it.
You can't use it.
Yes, well, exactly. And
at
so
there's other things.
There's other legalities around that. But that's what a lot of organizations think of when they think of that. And think about it as it's a real digital assistant. That's what we like to call basic AI. That's the first step to AI, because you know, it's a way to allow your users, let's say I'm a business analyst, I need data, I don't need to know where to go find that data. I can ask Coleman, whether it's through text, whether it's through voice, Coleman, I need my AR numbers for last quarter. I need my, you know, PTO balance for this quarter. Whatever it may be, any of these digital use cases, whether it's
because Coleman's sitting on top of that data lake.
That's correct.
And that data lake is organized in a way that makes sense for Coleman to go, okay, I got you, man, I'm going to and get it and pull it and whatever, display it, communicate, whatever the means of.
That's exactly right, Scott. That's exactly right. Pulling in that data and getting smarter and smarter over time.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
So there is an element of neural net type stuff.
Yes, learning built within the platform.
Yep.
The component that we just announced as being GA. Now we've been working with customers even before Inform, but what we've announced yesterday as GA is the Coleman platform and the platform component.
What's GA?
Generally available.
Got it.
Generally available, meaning it is a live offering.
I'm my Acme company, because I use Infor EAM. Now all of a sudden I got a GA. I have access to it.
You have access to it.
Got it.
And the beauty of what we're doing is twofold. One, this is real machine learning capabilities, but it's a real utility you can use, whether you're a data scientist and want to start building algorithms, or whether you're a business analyst. We've built it in a way that you can leverage it, you can build out your use case. We're here to help. We actually have the data scientists, we have the PhDs, or organizations that are already investing in data scientists, great, they can leverage it. You don't even have to be a data scientist to leverage it.
Yep.
We've built out Rick Ryder and our product management team. Rick leads up our Infor West product management team. Mm-hmm. He's had a vision from day one in making what we call a citizen modeler, which allows you to leverage drag and drop. So you don't even have to get into under the hood. Now, if you are advanced, if you are a PhD, you can certainly get under the hood. But Rick's team and Massimo Capocha, who leads up all of Infor West, they had this vision.
That's a heck of a name, man.
That's another nice Italian name, you know.
Doggone it.
That's right. That's right. And you know, we like to embrace the Italian heritage.
Now all of a sudden, my name is I just feel so insecure. You just rolled off on that one, man. That's a cool name.
Capocha and Pasquaretta. You know, we got a nice a nice dynamic duo.
It's gosh.
Yes.
Okay, continue.
So to that point, Scott, you know, and with Rick Ryder, you know, you got to love Rick Ryder in there too.
Sounds like a video game with the name out of Rick Ryder. He's coming to save you. But that's all cool, man.
Yeah. And so we just announced it as being generally available.
Yeah.
And the beauty of it is twofold. One, customers like Scott, Acme, can take advantage of it today. But number two, we're embedding it in with our cloud suites. As organizations start to invest in the cloud suites, they're going to be able to get access to this capability. So we don't want to make it where it's this huge hindrance, and we want to make it available to organizations to use today.
Right.
And there are organizations using it today.
Right,
this is
right.
not just a forward-thinking capability that we hope. More and more organizations are investing in it, and they're also seeing huge ROI.
But this is truly, so what you're saying, I mean, this transforms that sort of workflow that you get. I can sit there and say, "Hey, give me the financials, whatever, how I communicate it."
Yes.
And it will pull. Now, will it display in a certain way, or will it's like, "Hey, pull it into my screen. Give me that report."
Yes. So the other beauty of it is leveraging it within InforOS is we have a real extensibility capability where you can build out capabilities, apps around it to make a beautiful visualization. So it's not just this gnarly report that comes out, it's a beautiful display that comes out, whether it's reports or dashboards. You can actually build out those capabilities to make it beautiful data coming out as well. So it's not just a printout report, Excel spreadsheet. it's actually very dynamic, interactive, and it can be customer specific.
And it'll continue to learn,
yes.
grow, evolve.
Yes.
Now, okay, so what are some of the concerns you have with this?
Some of the concerns we have is, you know, organizations get very excited. We have a forward-thinking CIO. Scott's a forward-thinking CIO, right?
That's right. Acme Inc.
Right? But your organization is saying, we don't get this machine learning. We don't get this robotic process automation.
Yep.
No, Scott, we're not going to approve the funds to invest in it. That's been the biggest challenge, is helping customer partners define their use case. And so we've realized that. And when we started asking for early adopters to say, hey, we have this platform, we want to partner up, we want to work with early adopting organizations, the number one thing we found is articulating the business case, articulating the ROI.
See, and I would imagine that to a certain extent, there's a, because of other products that are out there, and people are using it just like, hey, remind me that I have to get up in the morning, whatever it might be.
Yes.
And it looks more like a toy as opposed to a truly valuable asset to your business and the benefits to your business.
Yes.
And that requires some education. It
Absolutely.
Requires the use case and saying, no, you can use it this way, and that's why this is so beneficial.
Absolutely.
But you have to create it because it's never been done.
It's never been done, and especially you start getting into, you go into the big global brands. You know, the GSIs have been investing in articulating the value of AI, machine learning.
Yeah.
But you get into some of the mid-level customers, the customers, you know, let's say $1 billion to $3 billion, they might not know the capabilities, or even under $1 billion.
Yeah.
They need help articulating that business value to where the board or the president and CEO says, yes, we need to invest.
It's not a toy.
It's not a toy.
It's a strategic decision that benefits us on the bottom line.
Exactly. It's going to impact our financials, whether it's more revenue growth or saving on the cost side.
The only thing you can't do is you can't take it on vacation if you're camping and you got to pull out the Coleman lantern and then it activates. Yes, can I help you? No, I'm just, it's the Coleman. No, it's the Coleman. No.
So, we're going to put that on the roadmap, Scott. We're going to have to look into that. See what we can do around the Coleman camping capabilities. So,
we had a friend that the name sounded just like product that is bought by Amazon, right? So I was talking to her. Hello.
Yes.
She goes, no, not you. Well, anyway, we do have to. I've got another interview coming up, but you are fantastic. Now, I always like to part with a special question about you.
Sure, Scott.
What's your sport? What do you like?
You know, I'm a golfer. Rick Ryder and I are both big golfers.
Hey, did you meet, what's his name?
Brooks.
Yeah,
as a
that's
matter
right.
of fact, we did, yes.
Did
he's the most down-to-earth guy you'll ever meet. Just a fantastic individual.
Steely eyes.
Absolutely. And a great golfer, taught me some tips, tweaked my game, and hopefully it'll be on the up and up.
So well,
next time you and I go golfing.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to do that. And the reason you don't want to do that is I yell and scream and I smoke cigars and it's more of a conquer. Sink and destroy and have a grand time. And then I'm looking for the 19th hole.
Scott, I think you must have some Italian in you.
No, I have no head of hair. Not one stitch. Oh, man. Hey, Joe, thank you very much for finding me here at this wonderful conference. Exciting. He's going to be better. You know he is.
Oh, we know Marty
Yeah,
is.
You know he's going to be
big
much
Marty
better.
Back there.
Yeah, he's a rock star,
Marty's
too.
Marty's a rock star. We're doing a
ton
of work
I'm getting
with
tired.
Marty.
I'm waiting. You know what I want to? I just want to interview somebody average so that I feel a little bit more superior because I'm getting tired of being, hey, Scott, you're just a... No, it's all good. I'm looking forward to that conversation. You, my friend. Are you going to go over to your little neighborhood over there?
I'm going to go over to the neighborhood, and I'm going to flag you on over to the neighborhood.
I want to see, do you have Coleman over there?
We got Coleman over there. You got to come over there and check it out. We'll do a special demo for you, Scott.
Bingo, baby.
Yeah. And then we'll go on that school bus. I still want to drive that school bus with you.
Get your cameras ready.
That's right.
Get it going, baby.
That's right.
I bet you can't do it there, Joe. I bet you can't. Oh, yeah, I can. I'm a golfer.
We're going to start it up, Scott.
Yeah. Decision one, wrong. All right, you listeners out there, that is a gentleman by the name of Joe Pascaretta. Did I do that?
You got that right on the money, Scott.
He likes golf, and he's with Infor OS. And we were talking a lot about some of the exciting things that are taking place here in Infor, primarily Coleman. I'm looking forward, and I'm going to have that demonstration. But you continue to stay tuned with Energizing EAM. We're going to continue to broadcast from this wonderful event called Inforum 2019. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
Two words. That's Joe Pascaretta. You need to reach out to him. He's with Infor OS. He's out there on LinkedIn. And as you can tell by the interview how incredibly passionate he is about you, your success, leveraging technology for the future, and, you know, just making it easier for you to be a success. That's Joe Pascaretta. That's PASCARETTA. InfoOS is where he's at. And once again, go out to industrialtalk.com/InfoEAM. Find out more about Joe. Find out more about EAM. Find out more about all the interviews that happened at Inforum 2019. Get that EAM toolkit, the 7 must-have reports for EAM. That's a must-have. As well as get your 1 month free at the Industrial Academy. And that's access and a discount there. As well as we've got a webinar scheduled, Build an Effective Industrial Sales and Marketing Platform. That's all out on industrialtalk.com/InfoEAM. I'm telling you, man, that Joe's a rock star. And we've got more rock stars coming your way that were live from Inforum 2019, so stay tuned. Be bold, be safe, dare greatly, change the world. That's what we're all about. So take care, and we will talk soon.